USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. What does President Biden need to tell the American people in tonight's State of the Union address?
He needs to draw contrast, and I expect he will, between his agenda, give him more time, I'm still working at it, guys, and the chaos people see on the other side.
Former Biden Press Secretary Jen Psaki. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's a lot of anxiety around the USA these days.
They're worried about the fuel. They're worried about their jobs as they go. They see inflation time after again. And then when you look at the latest polling, they're worried about their government.
After the president, new Arkansas governor and former Trump press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will deliver the Republican response.
I expect her to be hard-hitting on President Biden because of policy directions that he has taken us the wrong way.
That's Huckabee's predecessor, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. The hopes of finding survivors in the rubble of thousands of buildings across dozens of towns in Turkey and Syria is starting to fade.
As the time passes by, the probability of finding survivors also reduces. You have to bear that in mind. Quite a few challenges, a huge task at hand. They're saying they're trying their best, but so it's really a very difficult balance of hope and realism.
TRT correspondent Hassan Abdullah in the town of Diyarbakir in southwest Turkey. More than 5,000 are known dead from the huge earthquake yesterday, a tremor that's impacted about 23 million people. As gas prices begin to trickle down, we're learning just how far up oil company profits are. BP says it made $28 billion last year, more than double its 2021 profits. Somebody in the state of Washington scored a very nice profit in last night's Powerball drawing. The single winning ticket, good for more than $750 million, or a cash option of about $400 million. This is USA News.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
It's coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
One of the great feel-good stories coming from Super Bowl week so far is the Super Bowl brothers, center Jason Kelce of the Eagles and his younger brother, tight end Travis Kelce of the Chiefs. It's the first time that brothers have played on opposite Super Bowl teams, and at the center of it all is their mother, Donna. She says since both her sons have won Super Bowls, this game will be different.
This is pure joy. This is the first time I'm actually going to be able to enjoy the game. I'm going to be able to go there and just scream my head off no matter who has the ball. You know, I just hope it's a high-scoring game.
Donna Kelce tells MSNBC her boys did not specialize in football as kids. They played everything.
They would rather be outside playing basketball, playing football, playing lacrosse, hockey. I think Jason did a stint with wrestling. It just, they tried it all. And I think this is why they're so well-rounded. They have been able to find things in every single sport to bring to football.
The other notable Super Bowl brother competition was 10 years ago when Jim and John Harbaugh faced each other as head coaches of the 49ers and Ravens. The American Gaming Association's out with its annual Super Bowl numbers. It predicts more than 50 million of us across the USA will place a bet on the game, wagering about $16 billion. That's about double the total money from last year, thanks to more states legalizing sports betting. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.